continue with the Friday edition of the DraftKings Sportsbook app. NFL Power Hour, something we do each and every Friday, 5 until 6 p.m. Former Steelers running back Merrill Hodge will join us each and every week to break down the Lions and talk about the NFC North and the big stories in the NFL. And I know Merrill looked back at the Bengals-Lions film, broke it down. He's been watching Stafford. What's going to happen Sunday? Stafford versus Goff. Lions at the Rams in Los Angeles. Your NFL questions and comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, you can opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word Huge to 21,000. Let's go talk about the NFL and the Lions and the Rams. Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, is standing by joining us like he does every Friday on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. How you doing, my friend?
Bill, I'm good, my good brother. I'm glad I know it's Friday versus Thursday, right?
Yeah, and in the last couple of weeks, you have been the voice of optimism, Merrill, when it comes to the Lions, that they don't look like an 0-3, they don't look like an 0-4, they don't look like an 0-5 team, but man, last week, they look like the worst team in the NFL.
Well, they didn't look like the worst, but they looked as bad as as bad as they've looked all year. You know, the first thing that they have done notoriously well, with all their losses, is they've ran the football with, you know, great consistency, efficiency, commitment, and they couldn't. I mean, the Bengals just destroyed them. I mean, they couldn't run the ball at all. But you know, if you want to get right down to that game, what I really thought, you know, after you watch the tape and you really kind of you're able to compare and contrast. If you remember, Burrow had their rookie running back, number 25. I believe he's Michigan State, too, if I remember right. But anyway, he's a rookie.
Michigan running back, Evans.
Yeah, there we go. Right. Yeah, there we go. Michigan. I knew I was in the state. So, because I had to look him up because I hadn't used him much. And they matched him up. They split him wide. They got him matched up on a linebacker, ran a great route, and Burrow threw a perfect pass for a touchdown. Okay? I mean, they got the matchup. I mean, there's the NFL in a nutshell. From a bunch of conceptions. One, matchups. They got it. They win it. Now you think about the quarterback. We think about decision maker. You got to be a quick, good decision maker. You know, you can be a good decision maker, but you're a half a beat late. You know, you're like, yeah, it was a good deal, but if you'd done it a half second later, it'd have been much better. There's a lot of quarterbacks like that. Now, Burrow, you know, doesn't fall into that category. It's a quick, good decision, and then he was accurate. I mean, it had to be a perfect throw. It was a perfect throw. Ended up being a touchdown. So now let's go to Detroit. Detroit almost gets the exact same scenario, almost exact same part of the field. They get their tight end out of the backfield on a wheel route. You know, the tight end comes out, runs a flat into the sideline, just towards the sideline, he wheels it up. Got a linebacker on him, too. B team. And Goff underthrows him, overthrows him, but he misses him. And if you wanted to know that, I mean, that's kind of been Goff's issue, you know, those moments. That's what, you know, and even this season, it's been down a score territory where it's been either a bad decision, a miscue, or a missed throw. And, you know, that's when you go, like you're evaluating guys coming out of college and you know, that was kind of, you know, I go back to my notes when I was looking at him coming out of college. And, you know, he had the one big bowl game. But prior to that bowl game, you know, there'd been a lot of evidence like this, you know, critical moments, critical throws, he misses them. The bowl game, he blew it open. But quite honestly, guys were wide open. I mean, there was nothing that would measure to the NFL standard. So any kind of game like that, I'd throw that away. Because it's not realistic to what he's really going to see. When you look at things that he's going to see, and you look at it, that was one thing where there was a big question mark coming out of college. And that game right there, that was a huge difference in it. Really a huge difference. You know, one guy completes it, the other guy does not. You know, I go back to their ability to run the football. That was, that's going to be vital in this matchup. You know, when you look at the Rams, Aaron Donald is, I mean, obviously a beast. I mean, but there's ways to control Aaron Donald, and one of them is run at him. You know, you get two people on him and run at him. Get him to chase things. You know, you can play call him. You know, do you got to block him at times? Absolutely. You know, you're going to have to do that. But there's ways to go about neutralizing him and not letting him get after your quarterback early. You know, and teams that have been successful have done those type of things. So Detroit, if their running game was ever important in any game, it's this one, to try to neutralize him. You know, and if they can do that in this game, and then they can complement that like they really have done in the past, quite honestly, you know, this can be a game. If they can't do that, they're going to get the doors blown off, because then you go to the other issue they've had. Their back end has played well at times and then made some mental errors at times that have cost them. Well, the Rams, you know, they're actually a lot different than they were when Goff was there. You know, they did a lot of hard run action. They played a lot of stuff off of their running game. They don't do that as much. And that's because, you know, Stafford, you know, is a more accurate, better decision-making quarterback. He can be a little more complex with him. And that's why, you know, Goff was so actually effective. You know, cause I think that's still one of the best ways. If you go back and look at Brady's career, when you look at, in fact, they're doing it right now. The Bucs right now are doing hard run action. You see, then we get into the discussion. There's so many, when you hear run action, that's different than play action. Play action is when a quarterback, say running back, receiver, they're doing some type of action in the backfield they throw off of it. Run action is when your offensive line is coming off. You can literally pull a guy, like guard, and you make it look like it's run. I mean, it looks like, that's why I knew it just freezes the box. That's what the run action is so effective for. Play action, and it doesn't really do it as much like that. So a good run action team, it's just so much more effective to throw the football. I mean, you get intermediate throws and even one-on-one matchups. So reading coverage is very simple from that perspective. You know, they're going to have to almost get into that particular mode against these guys, you know, and it's going to all start about being able to run the football. You're going to have to find ways to get some pressure on Stafford, because even though the Rams, you know, Stafford's played well there, they really are not in complete sync there. You know, which is actually to be expected. You know, they've played really well, and I think people just think they're a juggernaut. They're really not. They're still missing some stuff. They're kind of out of sync, and that is, from my perspective, a very reasonable, because all of these are new parts. Stafford's learning the system as he goes. You know, they are getting better, but they may not hit their stride till late in the year. You know, that's why they got to find ways to win games. And, you know, when you look at this one, listen, I was in Pittsburgh forever. When I went to Chicago, I remember they were on our schedule. You know, people always wonder, how much does it matter to play, you know, your team? You know, you can't get too caught. Of course you want to go ahead and win. You sure want to lose. But you don't want to get so caught up that you forget what is the real structure of how you go about winning. You know, you can't get so caught up emotionally that you get lost and then you start doing things you shouldn't be doing. And you know, there might be a level of that in this game. I think the Stafford advantage is he's home. You know, he's not in Detroit. They're going to Detroit, I think, would have been a lot more difficult, probably harder on Goff, quite honestly, than Stafford in this one, just because they've got to go on the road. And then he's one of the guys going back there, and he's kind of the one that's been written off, if you will. So he surely can't come in and try to be the hero, if you will. You know, and that's why the running game, I think, the pivotal aspect of this entire game, and their secondary not making mistakes like they have notoriously, unfortunately, this season. If they can button those two things up, you know, this actually comes down to a very close game. If they can't run the ball, it's going to be just like the Bengals. It'll be very, very difficult for them. And the matchups that they get. I mean, they're going to create some matchups. They've done this every game. Goff's just got to hit them. You know, and that's really what's the requirement here. You run the ball, Goff, you got to hit him when we dial a couple of them up. And secondary, we can't make a bunch of mental errors. There's you have your chance to have this a close ball game and possibly pull it out and win.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, joins us every Friday this time on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Merrill, you were talking about Goff, and I agree, he missed wide open guys. A couple of them could have been close to TDs. So who fixes Goff? Because they have Mark Brunell as the QB coach. They have Anthony Lynn, who has a decent track record as a coordinator, more than a head coach when he was with the Chargers. Is it fixable? Or is this, are you going to get an inconsistent Goff all the time? If you're a Lions fan listening right now, if you're Campbell, Anthony Lynn, Mark Brunell, anybody on that offense, are you going to have to live with this type of football from Jared Goff, or is it fixable?
Well, this, I'm going to tell this based on my experience in playing and studying this league for over 30 years, almost 40. I don't think you never fix a guy who is inconsistent with accuracy. You don't. I'll give you a great example. Donovan McNabb was like this. If you remember the NFC Championship game against the Cardinals, they had almost the identical situation late in the fourth quarter. Third down, there was a slant. Donovan needed to hit the guy. He was open, threw it in the dirt. Punt the ball back. Cardinals get the same scenario. Similar route. Kurt Warner hits him on a stride, runs for, gets a big chunk of yards, and kick a field goal and win. Okay. Donovan McNabb had that problem forever. He had it at Syracuse. He carried the NFL. Obviously, now he got to the NFL. You play a close game. They didn't help him much because they didn't have a running game, which still was a detriment to the Eagles in that game. I don't know that you ever – I've seen it. I've never seen it change. I actually see it rear its ugly head when it mattered. And that's why I always make that note. That's always why I keep it a critical part of evaluation is that – and I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that has truly worked through that. That doesn't mean he's going to miss them all because he doesn't miss them all. It's the ones when you do dial them up, you got to hit. You know, and – you know, a guy like Burrow hits those. You know, really good ones hit him. And then really, is there a reason that the Rams got rid of him? There would be one of those reasons. So, listen, you got good coaching, but that's when I go, that's why I always use a coach that has all the power but no control. You know, once they enter the white lines of a football field, it's on them. You know, these coaches are working on that. I don't think there's any question that they're trying to improve upon it. I don't think there's any question Goff's trying to improve on that. It's just kind of been the history of his career, quite honestly. Now, does that mean he can miss? He could hit one. He could hit the one that matters in this game. Absolutely. I've just seen him miss more than he's made. I mean, that would be a huge win for him, too, confidence wise, if he could do that in this game, because it's going to present itself. It will present itself. If he does, it would be huge, actually, for him and Detroit to do that. And I would love to see it happen. I just. He's not the only guy I've ever seen this with. I mean, I gave you one example. There's many examples of a lot of quarterbacks that just have that flaw and a moment of truth that it's just not quite the same, you know, as they are in first and 10. And this game, there's going to be more riding on it than, you know, just the average game, too, because you're going back to play, you know, a team that let you go.
So if you're Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Lions, how much longer do you ride with Goff before you maybe go to Blau, your backup, and let Goff not lose a job permanently, but just see if another QB can run that Anthony Lynn offense and not miss those open throws?
Yeah, I wish I could answer that. Here's where, you know, watch and take doesn't give you an advantage because I'm not in the meeting room. I really don't know what those backups are truly like. You know, those coaches are seeing that every day. You know, Mark Brunell's seeing that every day. You know, they know things nobody else could possibly know about a guy. And there might be somebody sitting there and they're like, you know what, at this point, let's see what we have. At this point in the season, it's not, that would not be, I don't think that would be a radical or an extreme move. I think it would be very rational, especially if you felt that there was somebody there that you thought had that other layer you're looking for.
Merrill Hodge, a former Steelers running back, former co-host of the ESPN NFL Matchup Show. He joins us every week at this time during the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Merrill, good stuff today, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, my brother. Have a good weekend, okay, Bill?
All right, yeah, back at you, Merrill Hodge, joining us.